And that was Jolie Holland doing Saint Dimphna off of her Wine Dark Sea CD. She'll be in town on Tuesday the 19th. I will, as I mentioned before, Zombo's not going to be here, but you will still be hearing Zombo.
I'm here!
I'm going to play a Polka Maniacs record before I'm out of here.
I had it with this guy. I'm here.
Record.
All right? I had it with this dude. Zombo. Yeah, Zombo in your brain. WRCT, Zombo is in your brain. The way to start the day. Oof. Ah, there we go. Monster Rally with Grassy Crystals. And you listen to Zombo in your brain. Recapping. Still recapping. Got only about two more weeks of this. This week, maybe next week, and maybe a little bit the following week. I'm recapping all the music from 2024. All the good music finds. And if you're calling me now, you'll have to call me back later. Okay? There we go. Needless to say, that Kenny Joe always thinking that I'm not here. I always sneak in. You know me. I'm one of these sneaky guys. So, you guys adequate? All right. They're probably one of the last weeks of winter, okay? It's freezing. But I think by next Friday, it's going to be a lot warmer. It's probably going to be about 20 degrees warmer, which means we'll probably be about 20 degrees. And then spring will be here before you know that. I was trying to milk the greatest finds of 2024 to spring. Don't think it's going to happen. I maybe can get two more weeks out of this. But that was Grassy Crystals by Monster Rally. And, we got some stuff to take care of. Man, I think somebody's calling me about my car warranty. I got to get this phone call. It seems like it might be important. This one's called Don't Call Me. That's right. Don't call on me. Barry Adamson. This better be important.
Sometimes to breathe. The sum of all fears can be found in your tears. Something I don't believe. See my impression of life as confession. I got it down to a T. When I awaken, my hands will be shaking. So please don't call on me. Town with my head above ground, something that I can't afford. If I'm not mistaken, the plans that I'm making will be laughed at by the law. Smiling and waving and looking for something that sits in the eye of my need. While I'm making it, don't call on me. Please don't call on me. Please don't call on me. Please don't call on me. 'Cause I'm young and I'm free. So I walk a thin line, travel the length of the land. All I was looking for spills now onto the floor, while my bones turn to sand. Back near the station, beneath murmurations, I am engulfed by the sea. While I am living, there'll be no forgiving, so call on me. Sirens wailing. Sirens calling my name. Sirens can be found in my tears, something I now believe. See my impression of life as confession, I had it down to a T. That I won't be waking, my hands won't be shaking, so please don't call on me.
Something brand new from Barry Adamson. Used to be with working with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Nice tune. That's from his new album, Cut to Black. And that was Please Don't Call on Me. There, Zombie on Your Brain. Playing the finest finds of 2024 for you. And I got a good find for Johnny and Callie at the car wash. I just finally got a copy of this. King of the Cars, Lenny and Squiggy. man, brand new from the Suffragettes. And I got that's easy as pie. And I gotta admit though, you know, I think, oh, okay, it's gonna be an okay album. It's Suffragettes. This tune comes out of the chute, man. It's gotta be one of my favorite new surf tunes, Easy as Pie, from their brand new record. Before that, we heard Lenny and Squiggy for Johnny and Callie at the car wash. I was King of the Cars. And you listen to Zumbo. So you know, I've been thinking. That's dangerous. A couple things. First off, thanks to everybody who came out to my first trivia night. I do trivia at Spirit, Zombo In Your Brain Trivia. It is KNUTZ Nuts. And I'd like to thank Team Go Banana. Got 23 of the 30 questions. And I had some hard questions in there, too. I do trivia at Spirit every second and fourth Monday. So not this coming Monday, but the following Monday. So it is the second and fourth Monday is Zombo in Your Brain Trivia. Tickets were like, you know, I mean, it was free to get in, but first prize was like 4 tickets to see Tim Heidecker. Second prize was 6 tickets to see Tim Heidecker. And third prize was 9 tickets to see, no, third prize was Great Big Pizza. So it's fun. It's free, and it's 7 to 9 p.m., and actually, Paul in the CBD store is going to help me with Seinfeld trivia. He already hooked me up for Seinfeld trivia. So it's kind of fun. So you want an idea with some of the... So this is crazy. It got really heated towards the end of the night. We had a tie for first place. And I says, okay, I got these impossible questions for you guys. You know, some of the questions are hard. But I says, these got to be tiebreaker questions. Let's see if you know these answers. Okay. So the first one I ask was... Name the device that measures your feet when you go to a shoe store. What is that metal thing they put your foot on and they measure your shoe size? What is that called? Okay. That is called the Brannick device. And both of these guys got it. Both these teams got Brannick device. Like, man, Brannick device. All right. I want to make it really hard. Name one member of... Captain Beefheart's Magic Band. Now, the one guy kind of let him slide because he put Don Van Vliet, and that was Captain Beefheart. So I figured, you know, that's good enough. But the other guy had Zoothorn Rollo. So, boom, they went into a third tiebreaker. The third tiebreaker was, okay, what city was Otis Redding flying out of when his plane crashed? And I says, and you know, you don't know the exact city. Closest city wins. And one guy guessed Memphis. And the winning team guessed Milwaukee, but it was actually Cleveland. He was flying out of Cleveland. And that's one of the best things to do in Cleveland, though. Leave. So that's fun. So trivia was really fun. So if you're next Monday, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, last Monday of the month, going to be a lot of fun at Spirit Lounge in Lawrenceville. So what was I going to tell you? I'm going to tell you something else. No. Nope. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, I know what I was going to tell. So I'm busting through. My greatest music finds of 2024, and I got about 2 more weeks. I was thinking, what do I do after this? You know, it's got to be, I like to do something topical. I like to do something insightful. I like these shows just to not be more than just music and screaming. It is a lot of music and screaming. But I like it, the intent behind the music and the yelling. It's got to be something people will listen to like later on. That's kind of cool. These are like time capsules. I have shows going back like 30 years, really. And it's kind of interesting to go back and listen to that. I go, oh my God, listen to the show right after 9/11. That's crazy. Listen to wow, that was amazing. Just to listen to that time capsule and go, wow, that was. Or listen to all the shows that I did during COVID. Man, that was a crazy time capsule. You know, you can kind of look back and go, wow, yeah, muscled through that. So I have an idea of what I have a 4-part show. It's going to be 4 different shows. And after I'm done with all of this, so this is going to buy me another month of radio shows. But it is called the State of the Union, the next 4. And it is the state of the country. And it's 4 things, how this country is right now. 4 things. A show about being lazy, a show about being crazy, a show about being stupid, and a show about being mean. Because that's pretty much what we've kind of evolved to. A lazy, crazy, stupid, mean country. That's how the rest of the world sees us. You know, we're lazy. Oh, yeah, why is there an elevator in a gym? Take the steps. Why is there, that? Is it that lazy? You're going to take an elevator to the gym? You know? Or when you're shopping somewhere and you want to go to a store that's on the other end of the strip mall, you get in your car and you drive there. That kind of thing. And I even got to go about the, and then, you know, like I'm saying, I didn't even have to go tell you about the crazy, dumb, and mean. I mean, we kind of proved that real well. But so that's the next four shows. That should be kind of fun, analyzing this country, taking it all apart. I still love it here, but it's lazy, crazy, mean, and stupid. You know? It's like having a mean dog. You know, it's my dog. He just destroyed the coffee table. I know, but it's my dog. He just peed on the floor. I know, but it's my dog. That's kind of how it is. You end up with a lazy, crazy, mean, and stupid dog, but he's your dog. And you do the best I can with a hand you're dealt. You know what? I love this new Surfer Jets album and that tune, Easy as Pie, so much. Gotta play it again, man. That tune really rocks. Zombo in your brain, RCT. Wow, call that a coincidental or not. That was a Garbage Man from Andrea Colburn and Mud Mosley from their new album, Easy, Sleazy, and Greasy. So that's close to my next series coming up, Lazy, Crazy, Dumb, and Mean. There you go. That's from their, actually, it's from 2018, but I just got that record. Nice record. Garbage Man. All right, let's get back in. Mods and Rockers by, the Waikiki Cucks. So it's surf stuff, right?
We'll be right back.
it's a bunch of instrumental stuff. So getting to the end of the third quarter of 2024, the music finds, I find myself with a bunch of instrumentals. So we're going to kind of utilize that. I'll talk a little bit over this one, which is Sugar Coffin by Aloha Screwdriver. Before that, we're the 11 Dimensions by the Isotopes. And then we heard Blarney, Poison Fishes, Ed Blarney and Marky Smith, 2027. And the set started off with Mods and Rockers by the Waikiki Ducks. And Zombo here, and I'm in your brain, and I got to tell you a couple things here. Got to tell you about the food bank. It's that time, man. People go hungry. Help them out. The food bank is asking you to join in the hunger. You're not going to end hunger. You're just going to stop people from being starving for a while. So you're not going to end hunger. So don't kid yourself. You're not going to beat cancer. Cancer's always going to be around. You're not going to destroy it with your run or your donation. It's still always going to be around. Can't end hunger. You can just kind of, you know, you can fix things, but you can't fix them good. It's like Sisyphus. That's kind of how it all is. Kind of help a little bit, then it rolls back down. Help a little bit, then it rolls back down. You can't end hunger, but you know what? You can help a little, right? The food bank serves 120,000 people. 120,000 people each year. There you go. There we go. Children, seniors, working families, everybody that's hungry, come and get some. Get yours. Nobody should go hungry. It's not that we can't feed all the world. It's just that we just can't satiate the rich people. There's people that just never have enough money. You know, there's three guys in the world right now that could actually end world hunger and homelessness. Can you imagine having that? I'm just going to have a super yacht to put inside my regular yacht, to put inside my super yacht. I'll probably do a show about selfishness, yeah. Selfish, I'm going to throw that in as a bonus, because we're very selfish. You know, because I know when I get to this thing with the food bank, you know, people are facing hunger and make that donation, and it's pretty easy to do. You know, you don't have to have a food drive, but you can. You sign up to volunteer if you'd like. But it's so easy. Like, some places you go, there's like, would you like to donate money to the food bank? And, you know, usually I don't do donation stuff because they go, would you like to, you know, would you like to round up your money? So there's only two things I do to round up money. Okay? Food bank. I do food bank. I won't do like, can you help Children's Hospital? Don't they have enough money? Doesn't Children's Hospital have enough money? Can you round up for Children's Hospital? No! No, I'm not. They got a gazillion dollars. Not going to do that. Or can you help for that? No. Two things I will help with. Of course, number one is a food bank. And food bank's kind of easy to do, you know, because you're at the grocery store, you know, doing the self-checkout. And, you know, I forgot to ring up about, you know, $7 worth of candy bars. And I figured, you know what? I forgot to ring those up. But you know what? I want to donate $7 to the food bank. So there you go. Man, I'm so bad at that job at the self-checkout. I don't know why they just don't fire me. I'm always missing stuff, you know? Always. I don't know. I just can't get the hang of it. I can't get the hang of it. They never trained me. So I do not know. I do not know. I have to ring everything up. And the other thing is, what's the other one? I thought there was another one I'd do. Oh, the college fund. College fund for Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell. Would you like to round up for a college fund? Hell yeah, man. Let me help you get out of this gig. If I could round up just to give you guys this money, like people that are doing these jobs, that people go, well, people don't want to work anymore. I hear that. People don't want to work. Well, people don't want to work anymore for crummy wages. That's the problem. People don't want to work and still not be able to make a living. You work and then you have enough to eat. You don't have to get three jobs to feed you and your family. They've twisted all this around, and now they make it like, well, people don't want to work anymore. That's right, they don't want to work anymore because their boss is making 100 times more than they are, and then their CEO is making 1,000 times more than that. You know, they can't trickle any of that down. They always talked about trickling it down. That's the thing. People don't want to work because there's no point, because work is no different than prostitution. You know, the more you spend, the better you get. All right? You know, that's the thing. All right? That's how that works. That's how this job thing works. Nobody wants to do a job. No, of course, nobody wants to work. You have to work. Well, you don't have to work, but you can work. But you got to make it enticing. You got to put a decent carrot on the end of the stick for the mule to go. You know, that's how you don't put a radish there and go, why isn't this mule going anywhere? Mule doesn't like radishes, and that's just like a chomp. You need to put a big juicy carrot there, and you put a big carrot there, and then the mule's going to work. That's how this whole thing works. People don't want to work. No, rich bastards don't want to pay. It's that simple. And then the whole thing with don't start me on health care, too. Don't start me on that, all right? Because that's something we're never going to get. It is really insane that we can't get that. You know, and you know, one of the reasons why is because the mafia got out of drugs and prostitution and they got into healthcare. That's all it is. It's all it is. That's my opinion. I just think that it's all like, you know, it's a nice body you got there. Hope nothing bad happens to it. Why don't you pay us protection money? Pay you protection money. But I don't have, well, why don't you work this dumb job and we'll give you some money, but then we'll give you this little umbrella where you can take care of you and your family, because you know you will get sick. You will get sick. There's that rainy day, so you better do what we tell you. That's the motivation. Mm-hmm. Not people are lazy. People are lazy. Actually, I'm pretty lazy myself. You know, one thing I find that is irritating is all these parking spaces. All these entitled parking spaces. Okay, the handicap one I can understand. That makes a lot of sense. Handicap parking makes a lot of sense. Sure, there are some people that go, yeah, you know, I got grandma's pass. I'm just going to go park in the front here. That kind of thing. All right? So they do have the pass. But the thing is, the ones that get me are like, park here and we'll deliver your groceries. You know, park here and text this number for lazy people, like in front of the drugstore, in front of the grocery store, in front of Target, in front of all these places. They have a whole line of parking spaces for them to bring your stuff out to you. Nah, I'll park there. I'll park there. You can go in and get your damn groceries and stuff like everybody else. Yeah, lazy rat. COVID caused a lot of that, though. You know, when people started, oh, we'll make these places, they went with no contact stuff. And then all of a sudden, like places like, oh, we'll make this, you know, easy for us. We'll just kind of do this. And then we'll get all these parking spaces. Same with get-go. Say, you park here and we'll give you I'm going to park here, ring a phone number, and you're going to bring an energy drink to my car. You know, you don't deserve that spot. I'm sorry. I take veteran spaces and I take pregnant lady spaces, too. Pregnant ladies can walk. It's probably good for them. You know, move them muscles. Get that baby rocking and rolling in there. Veterans, they're used to it, man. Veterans are used to it. They're in the trenches, in the fields, playing bang, 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 and saving this country. Well, you know, they can use those extra steps to keep in shape. The only entitled parking I see is handicapped. That's it. No more. I take them. And they can't really ticket you for those other So keep that in mind. They can't ticket you. Hey, did you just take that pregnant lady spot? Yep. You can't write me a ticket for it. No, I guess we can't. I just took this veteran space. Can we write? No, can't write you. I can give you a dirty look. Oh, I'll get over the dirty look. I'll get over the dirty look real fast. I got to tell you about some shows on the station too, right? What do we got here? What do we got? Nope. Promos, here it is. We got Joe's Garage. Pull up and park in Joe's Garage. Monday night starting at 7, shift into gears. We dust off the vinyls. See, it's vinyl. Dust off the vinyl. Vinyls is not plural. It's vinyl. I have some vinyl records. Oh, let's play some vinyl. Not like vinyls. I'm going to put some white out on the screen and fix that. But I'm too lazy. Let's see. Rewind the tapes. Be kind. Rewind. Polish the CDs. Or polish them. And then they play the best and forgotten tracks on legendary artists. From new releases and rising stars. Punk to funk. Reggae to rock. Get your motor running. On Joe's Garage Monday nights. 7 p.m. on RCT. So there's a show for you right there. And parking in a garage is fine. You don't like the parking space thing? I guess kind of went into the Joe's Garage. Here's Ray Conniff, R-A-W-Y, like Link Ray, Funny, huh? New tune by The Concussion, Zombo in Your Brain.
We'll be right back.
Brand new from Messer Chaps from their new record, Dark Side of Paradise. That was Knights in White Satin. Their take on, of course, the Moody Blues tune. In front of that, I'm a Double Knot Spy by the Spirits of Turpentine. And the Concussions started off with Ray Conniff, W-R-A-Y Conniff, like McRae. So I'm right in your brain recapping the cool stuff, the cool findings of 2024. And, yeah, so it's going to be a 5-part series coming up. I'm adding selfishness into the mix. Just kind of looking in the mirror. And just kind of looking in the mirror, this whole country, looking in the mirror and seeing what we got here. Got the whole next 5 shows after I'm done recapping 2024. Lazy, crazy, mean, dumb, and selfish. That's how the rest of the world sees us, you know? That is what it is, man. You know, it's like watching that turd go down the toilet. You know, we started this thing, it's swirling around, you can't back it up. You know, whatever. And, you know, who knows? Who knows, man? Like, yeah, whatevs, right? Hey, you know, let me ask you about mental health, right? You get the facts? Get the facts about mental health? You know, stop it. Stop being so nuts, man. There you go. Call 1-800-798-2647 and they're not going to give you a free brochure because this is from 2004, this promo. And I'm sure this department's already been sarboosted. I'm sure the Health and Human Services department's maybe 2 guys, you know, the brother-in-law of some other guy and then the dad of this one other dude. And they sit around and they say, okay, well, did the phone ring? Nope, nobody called us about the facts for mental health. Whew, that's close because I'm going to go order me a sub. Yeah, get me one of them there subs too, man. Then they eat subs all day long. Then they wonder why they're lazy, crazy, mean, stupid, and selfish because they will not share their subs with any. They won't share them with you. Guarantee you that. It's a message from the Health and Human what's left of them, the Health and Human Services and the radio and this radio station. There we go with that. Want some more music? Want to know about another show? What do you want to do? Guess Mazel do music, man. I kind of shot my load, profound revelations on parking spaces, and I'm done for the... That's what I like about Fridays. Fridays, for me... Days have certain things. Like Monday, always be, oh, Monday. See, I make my Monday extremely special. You know, I grew up most of my life with Monday just being a drag. Either first day of school, first day of going back to work, first day of, you know, the week, you know. Now, what I do on Mondays, Monday is like Zombo Day, you know. I just said, what do I want to do? Oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Hey, what do I feel like eating today? I'll do this, I'll do that. Hey, I feel like, yeah. And at the end of the day, I feel like, yeah, I had the best Monday. I had the best Monday around. My Monday's been better than anybody else's Monday, you know? Because Monday is like my do it for me day, you know? Not like every other day is in chock full of hedonism. But Monday's got an extra amount of hedonism in it for me. And then Fridays, I do the show. And then after the show, I'll drive them and I'll think, oh, yeah, I'm free if I played some good music, some profound stuff. And I just kind of ruminate on the show. I go and I put the show online for you guys to share, to download, to keep or whatever, or to listen to it another time at zomboco.com. I have a website set up with my last probably... 5-6 years of radio up there. So you can listen to a whole ton of radio. I have a whole SoundCloud station that's all old radio shows. So then I'll upload a little of those shows. So then I have a show uploaded. I do that. I do some other stuff. I do some other things. Maybe do this, do that. And by the end of the day, on Friday, it feels like I've had 2 days worth of stuff. It's really fascinating because I kind of get this early start, getting the radio thing, having that accomplishment of saying, okay, I did not get kicked off the radio this week. I said some things that I enjoyed. I made some points that made me chuckle. And then something for later. That's it. you know, I have something funny to listen to later. You know, because the best radio show, this is the only show I listen to. I'm sorry. There's some other good stations. I'll tell you about some other good shows. I don't know. What's another good show in here? Let's put that in and see what we got. For example, there's a minute pause. It's an insignificant space. A minute is 60 seconds. Get it straight with a minute pause, and that's Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on RCT. If I'm riding around, I go, hey, Watson's on. I'll turn it on. That's awesome. But chances are I'm not really in my car Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But if I am, check it out. But for the most part, I go out of my way to listen to this. Sometimes I'll just turn driving around and say, hey, what's on RCT? And usually when I'm in my car and I'm not, most of my driving is previewing music for you guys. And this is what this whole show is. It is a year of me getting about 100 records a month. You know, 100 records a month, you know, and I go through them. I say, okay, I keep this. I lose that. I don't need that. Oh, that stinks. You know, there could be reissues, new stuff, or just stuff that I just happened to stumble across. Then I fillet it all down. I listen to it all the time. When I'm driving around, listen to it all the time. Okay, the audience will like that. Oh, they'll hate that. I'll play that. And then so it's all like hunter and gathering with the music. And then I present it to you at the end of the year, like this. One thing they did was they re-released a bunch of CW Stone King's first records. Most of them were just the old cover tunes of old blues stuff. But man, CW Stone King out of New Zealand. Man, this dude is something else. Here's him doing Bo Carter's All Around Man. Zombo in your brain, man. RCT.
Budget, son. I knew you caught in the budget man call, cause I'm all around man. Hell, I'm all around man. Mean I'm all around man, I'm no more than they come my hand. I ain't no plumber, no plumber, son. I need straw and get a plumber man come, cause I'm all around man. And I'm all around man. Yes, man, you know I'm all around man. Mean I'm all around man. I know more than anything that come a hand. Everybody now. I'd for you till it till the milkman come, cause I'm all around man. Hell, I'm all around man. No, everybody won't know about all around man. Yeah, talk about all over town, is what I'm saying. I ain't no old man, son. I'd for you all till the old man come, cause I'm all around man. Then it come a hand. Ah, there's no spring man, no spring man, son. Out about the spring, that the spring man come, cause I'm all around man. You go and do it. Tell all about it. Mean I'm all around man, more than then it come a hand.
Kimber Divine. Right bit up and you had enough. Too much thing is and too much stuff. I know a place where we can go to forget our problem and double in one. If you had a tough week, baby, really hot, joining me down at the Boulevard. Kimberly Vine.